Ravens have finished another day of training camp practice. John Harbaugh, among other things, said Lamar Jackson is closer to returning, waiting for the doctors to clear him. Let's talk some football now. Bridget Condon from NFL Network joins us. And Bridget, thank you so much for joining us as always. We appreciate your time. I guess we'll start here. Where in the world are you? Because it seems like you've been everywhere.
Yeah, seriously. I think that's going to be the case, too, these next 2 weeks. Something like training camp starting, if you guys haven't heard. So I'm currently in L.A. I'm in our studio Monday to Friday. It's actually funny. I'm literally leaving from the studio Friday at like 1, hopping on a flight. I land in Baltimore around midnight Friday night, and then I'll be at Ravens training camp Saturday, then Cincinnati Sunday, and then who knows, honestly. I don't even know what day it'll be next week.
Yeah, well, I would say get a rental car and use it, because trains and planes are unreliable. What are your expectations for the Ravens? And if it ends in anything less than at least a Super Bowl appearance, is that a disappointment at this stage of the game?
I hate to say a disappointment, but that's what this team is focused on, right? You've heard John Harbaugh talk about it yesterday and today, how much, you know, what really stuck out to me was when he talked about that vision and the standards yesterday, and like that vision that they're working towards. That entire 3-minute speech or whatever he went on, that rant about Lamar Jackson, if that doesn't get you fired up for where this team needs to be this season, I don't know what does. Because that's the thing, right? Lamar Jackson is an MVP quarterback. There's no reason why this team should not be in the Super Bowl come February. And they've done things this offseason to get guys healthy. They've added some good pieces. You now have a 1-2 punch that, you know, I cannot wait to see in Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. I don't know how. I mean, then I'm looking at the TV right now and it's Kansas City on it. You know, that's the big issue there.
We're talking to Bridget Condon, Inside Access here on The Fan. To that point, though, there's nothing left for Lamar Jackson to prove in the regular season, is there? Like, he's won 2 MVPs. When he's healthy, they're the 1 seed. We saw the 2 prior years. He gets hurt in December. They're the 1 seed when he gets hurt. So this is all about the postseason for him, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people who criticize Lamar Jackson will say, well, he didn't have to go through Joe Burrow in the postseason. You know, Joe Burrow's healthy this year. What's going to happen, you know, even in the conference this season when Joe Burrow's healthy? But Lamar Jackson has proved himself. I mean, he won that award, MVP, for a reason. And I think it's the pieces around him and the team. I don't know necessarily. Yes, there were problems with the run game, I would say, in that game against the Chiefs, where they ultimately lost. But Lamar Jackson has proven himself, and people can continue to doubt him, but he's just going to go out there with his head down and keep showing people wrong.
Well, you mentioned the Bengals and your appointment there. Joe Burrow has had his share of injury woes to start seasons. It feels like he's rarely healthy September, early October, right? And then things usually take off, except for last year, where then he got hurt again. Will that defense be better? Can they get back to being a team that showed that they can do what nobody else in this conference can do, which is go to Arrowhead and beat the Chiefs with everything on the line?
Well, the reason why I said, oh, my God, as you started talking, is because I thought you were going to talk about his bleach blonde hair.
Oh, well, haircut, yes. I thought about bringing it up. Yeah, he's got the vintage Eminem look going on, I guess. Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, like, I guess when you have the extra time where you're not focused on an injury, like, what else do we do but bleach our hair? So when I saw that picture that the NFL posted this morning, I was like, oh, it's Super Bowl or bust. Like, this is straight to New Orleans.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'll be really interesting. I love Lou Anarumo. I think he's an incredible coach. And, you know, he's helping these young guys. Remember how young that defense was last season? And now those guys, they have a season, you know, under their belt. I think that they'll get back. But the thing that's so tough about the AFC North is how physical all 4 of those teams are. So it's not like one of these other easier conferences. I don't want to say easy. Of course, everybody in the NFL is very talented, but you know what I mean. Like, the AFC North is very physical. You get beat up. And so you don't have a minute to take, oh, a little easy conference game here. Let's let the defense get healthy. Like, that's where the depth is going to be important. come December, come January, it really comes down to who's healthy. And, you know, you hope the young team, the young defense has learned and done enough during training camp and the beginning of the season to put you in a good position come the playoffs. But it is going to be an interesting storyline, as you mentioned.
Bridget, three teams in the division made the playoffs a year ago, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. Of course, Joe Burrow was hurt, so Cincinnati missed out. But like you mentioned, how tough this division is, how do you stack it? Are you buying Cleveland this year with the return of Deshaun Watson?
Well, I think Cleveland's buying it. You see that they just gave Amari Cooper a restructured contract. Like, if they're, what did they guarantee him, $20 million, and they're giving him half of that up front? Like, so they're seeing something there that we believe in. I mean, this has to happen for Cleveland this season. I remember sitting at the news desk, what was it, 2.5 years ago at this point, a year and a half ago, when the entire blockbuster trade happened with Deshaun Watson. And we really haven't even had that moment yet in Cleveland where we're like, oh, this is why they threw all their money at him. So to me, you've got to have it be this season. And even last year when he wasn't playing, they still found a way. So
Joe Flacco.
I hope it's not the season of the backup quarterback again, but maybe it will be. I shouldn't say this, but like put a gun to my head and was like, pick who's going to win the AFC North. I don't know. Like, I'd be dead.
We
don't want that.
No, we don't want that. And we're not going to ask that question. But I am going to ask you
after that comment.
Yes, I am going to ask you about the Steelers. I don't know. I'm pretty bullish on them. I think the defense is legit. And with Patrick Queen added to it, if Watt can stay healthy, I think they're going to be a problem. I think their run game is going to be a problem for people. And I think there's a way for Arthur Smith to get creative and tap into both of these quarterbacks whenever they think one behooves them more than the other. Are you buying the Steelers as division contenders?
Yeah, you bring up a good point about Arthur Smith, right? Remember, and I covered a couple of Steelers games last season right after Matt Canada was fired. Remember that how little that they, you know, scored? I think they were averaging like under 20 points per game, which was one of the worst in the NFL last season. And, you know, it wasn't just last season. I think it was since 2021. Yes. Arthur Smith, remember, yes, a lot of people will look to what he did in Atlanta and say he wasn't good. You know how some of these offensive coordinators are great offensive coordinators, not so great head coaches? I think that's kind of where we can look to him and remember what he did with Ryan Tannehill, you know? And Ryan Tannehill had some of his best time under Arthur Smith. So I think we have to look at the addition there. I do think Pittsburgh is stacked. It's going to be really, really interesting to see the battle between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. I don't know who's going to come out on top. And I think, too, for teams when you don't have a certain quarterback or if you go through the switch like the Steelers did, three times last season, that, you know, the chemistry with the receivers and all that gets kind of thrown off. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out in training camp and if they say, you know, for sure it's Russell. And you know, I know that's leaning that way, but I wouldn't be surprised if Justin Fields, like, makes a run here, too.
Bridget,
I'm with you. Yeah. I think Justin Fields is going to play more snaps for them than Russell Wilson, but I could be wrong.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Let's finish with this. And when we went to 17 games, we kind of all thought in the back of our minds we're going to get to 18 at some point. But now there's reports that the NFL and NFLPA are already talking about an 18-game schedule. Are you excited for more football that matters?
I mean, absolutely. I think, you know, preseason has been kind of an interesting thing the past, I would say, over the last five years. We don't cover it as much as we used to just because it's, you know, the third string guys, the fourth string guys, which I think is a great opportunity for those guys to prove themselves. But it's these joint practices that really matter more. And so if we just maybe did something like that and have the extra game, I mean, the excitement and what does it line up where we have President's Day off after the Super Bowl? Like, come on. I mean, who doesn't want that?
No, I think everybody has been begging for the Super Bowl to be a holiday, and that just makes it a perfect fit. Bridget Condon, NFL Network. She'll be at Ravens practice tomorrow. Bridget, always great. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy your travels and try to keep track of where you are.
Thanks so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys this weekend.
All right. Thanks so much. Bridget Condon from NFL Network. We'll come back, hit the hot corner. We got an update. The lineup is out for the Orioles game against the Marlins. Plus, who's starting in the next couple days? I think we have answers. We'll give them to you next here on The Fan.